Hey everybody, how you doing? Hey, it's Mike. That's right, Mike of both mics. I'm gonna try to get the other mic on here now, okay? I'm on the road here, so I'm away from the home studio. So hang on, let me try to get the other mic here. 38, so thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of what we're trying to do here. My buddy Mike, the other Mike and both mics will be here shortly. You like the propeller on the top of my head there? Yeah, that's fun. So, anyway, hopefully you're watching us on Facebook Live, but hopefully I'll have this over on YouTube. And then in all the other places you can find stuff, because you can find us where you find stuff. So what you want to do is you want to check out both mics. You can check out our website as well, bothmics.com. Check out our sister pages, What's Hot in Florida. You can check out some other fun podcasts and videos that we have, including a live alien, a girl who says she's an alien. I've done 6 shows with her, and I kind of believe she's an alien. Her name's Blue Crystal in Phoenix. We have a lot of shows like that right on the Both Mics YouTube page, or you can find that on the website, bothmics.com. It is fantasy football season, so I want to remind everybody, go ahead and reach out to me about your fantasy football. Why? Well, you want to win, don't you? Well, reach out to me. WinningFantasyFootball.com, HallOfFameFantasyFootball.com. Those sites are one in the same. There's free content on there, but of course, if you want to win, 6-7 bucks, you can get yourself set up to win. That's all it is. 94% of my customers last year made the playoffs in their league. I guarantee results. That's winning fantasy football. No matter what type of fantasy football it is, I can help you win. I can be as much help or as little help as you want. I can give you on one sheet of paper exactly who to take and exactly when to take them in your respective draft based on your rules and settings. Now, most of my customers, they follow that instruction. And they do well. Some of them do them like the IKEA instructions, and the first thing they do is throw those instructions in the trash, and they try to wing it. So, if that's you, this ain't for you, okay? What you want to do is you want to buy into what I'm telling you. You're going to make the playoffs in your league. I have people that were playing fantasy football for years, never even made the playoffs. Now, out of the last 10, the guys won 4 or 5 championships and made the playoffs every year, so this is not something I just dreamt up and I'm trying to get you to join or whatever. This is something that's real. So, look, I look forward to helping people win. That's what I do. So, go to Winning Fantasy Football. Go to HallOfFameFantasyFootball.com as well. I'm going to go ahead and get the show started. Hope Mike shows up here. Otherwise, you're going to get my golden voice for the entire show, and that's okay, right? We can hang out together. Is that okay? Yeah, I thought so. Well, we'll hang out together. You're listening to BothMics.com, and you're stuck with me. That's all right. I'm stuck with you, and I love it. I'm pulling up the guideline for our show today, so let me do that. I try to actually make this informative. This is the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard, though, by the way. If you've listened to us in the past when I was doing this out of my home studio there, I'm on the road right now. I'm on the road helping people with fantasy football, so I'm doing this from my laptop here. So bear with me just a second here. Let me check something here. Let me see if that's Mike trying to get in. Heck, and I just checked on him there. He said he couldn't find his way, and that's kind of like Mike. You know, he's having a hard time finding his way through life. He always has, so no big deal, right? Hey, listen, they've detected polio in the New York City subway. Not subway, pardon me, the sewer. Which I guess the sewer and the subway are kind of the same thing. So, look, stay out of the sewers in New York. That's all I got to tell you, right? No, serious. I guess that's the way they measure things is by the, I don't know what you would call it, by the way, the refuse from people. I would think that you'd be able to, you know, gauge the healthiness or unhealthiness of whatever you're doing. So, don't go in the sewer. How about that? Don't go in the sewer and you'll be good. Otherwise, you may get one of these diseases. So, monkeypox is the thing they've been trying to sell lately. We've talked about it here on the show, both mics. I'm trying to get the other mic in here now, so hang on. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if I can send it to him. Right. So, Hopefully he'll see that. Hopefully he'll get it. He'll be along here in just a minute. But neither here nor there, with or without him, we're going to push onward. You know, this is the funny thing to me is they're trying to sell this monkeypox, and they're trying to sell polio. Polio is what's been detected in the New York City sewage, suggesting the virus is circling. See, now this was a problem years ago. If you're like me, you're of the age where they did that little polio thing on your arm. Well, that's all gone, I guess. They stopped doing that pretty much. So, you know, when you eradicate something, you can take those chances. Well, you know, it's back. I mean, you can go back to the 40s and so forth when Franklin Delano Roosevelt and, you know, all these people, you can go back to when that was a problem, polio. We eradicated it through an effective vaccine that was really a vaccine. So, anyway. Mike's here. Look, there's Mike right
there. Yay!
Good. We were just talking about this. Polio has been detected in the New York City sewage system.
So I've heard.
Yeah, you need to shut that background noise down.
I know. I'm trying to find out where it's coming from. There we go. All right.
Perfect. Yeah, polio in the New York City sewer. So you know what I say? Don't go in the sewer. What are you doing?
Well, and the thing is how long has it been there? Has it been there the whole time?
I don't know. Has it been there since the 40s? Did Franklin Delano Roosevelt take a piss in New York and there's still traces of it?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, how long has it been there? And, you know, if it is there, leave it there.
All right. Well, I'm probably yelling. You're very loud. Am I very loud or no?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Maybe it's just because we're excited and amped up that we actually made this happen somehow, some way.
Yeah.
You're right.
What's strange is, yeah, no, I'm actually on my phone, so that's what's kind of weird. Like,
yeah,
my computer...
me too. I was having problems with the laptop here, trying to make a home studio, home away from home, on the road, helping people with fantasy football.
With my weird green screen behind me.
Nice. So if you're watching or listening, this is episode 138. We are both mics.
Yes. Well,
Mike's show 138. Where can they find us, Mike? Where else can they find us?
Well, today they can find us on Facebook Live. YouTube, we have a channel there. You can find us on our website. Just go to bothmikes.com. Check out the merch page. Check out the other episodes. Our past episodes are there. And anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find us. If you got that Alexa Google thing, just say, Alexa, play Both Mics, and our sterling voices will come across.
Yes,
just like so.
That's awesome. So we're kind of running a naked show here. No intro music, no OBS system interfering with the... So here's what I'm hoping. I would rather do a stripped down naked show as long as people can see it and hear it.
Right.
Than try to dress it and make it look all fancy and production value and shit. And then you can't watch it. It's stalling because the OBS is taking up so much bandwidth. And yeah, no, I'm out.
Right.
I'm out. So... they're telling us polio is coming back because they know nobody's buying monkeypox.
So this is next in line?
I guess. I'm still waiting on murder hornets.
Yeah. That one didn't that was too funny. They wouldn't buy that one.
Well, you throw enough shit up against the wall, one of them's bound to stick. Something's going to stick, right?
Yep. Yeah, is this like bioterrorism going on or something? It's getting too bizarre.
It makes you wonder, and I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what's going on in that fake war they got in Russia and Ukraine. They're shutting down bio labs over there. That's what it really is. You mean to tell me that after 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, however long this has been, that Russia couldn't wipe Ukraine off the map? Come on, dude.
Well, who knows?
It's like Taiwan going up against China. Yeah, you might as well fold, you know? What are you doing, dude? You all right?
Yeah, I'm there's extra crap on my screen I'm trying to swipe off, and it's not working.
I hear you. Well, you know, next...
stuff right there.
I don't want to hear about your, you know, phone cover that you text in the bathroom with. I don't want to hear about that. You're going to give yourself pink eye doing that, Mike. You got to stop texting in the bathroom.
Did you hear about the Tommy Lee's photo he put on Instagram yesterday?
No, what happened?
Really? God, it was all over my freaking Facebook feed. It was out of control. Yeah, Tommy Lee, I guess, Wednesday night into Thursday morning in the middle of the night, decided to take a full frontal nude picture of himself and post it on Twitter.
Did he have it long ways or sideways?
He had to have it long ways
So it
because
was a
it,
full frontal.
it was, yeah.
Now, did he take, so he took his camera like a selfie and held it in front of his junk, or was it his whole body?
It was kind of like one of these type things, you know, where he was just completely naked and
Was
yeah.
he turgid or flaccid?
I don't know because I've only seen edited photos, but yeah. I'm gonna guess the way it was pixelated that it was flaccid.
So you think if it was, if he had a hard on, it would have showed it?
No. No, I think either way they wouldn't have showed it, but yeah, or well they I guess he took it down somewhere along the line, or they does Twitter have a policy against that?
I don't know. I know they got a policy against putting a picture of Pelosi in a Nazi uniform up. I mean, anything I tell you, I've experienced firsthand with shit like that. Speaking of experience with firsthand, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to experience monkeypox firsthand. Are you, Mike? No, neither one of us are gay males. Nothing wrong with that. It's just, don't tell the whole fucking country we're all getting monkeypox and then we're going to, piss down the sewer and get polio. I don't, I just, anyway, dude. Do you have a
Yeah.
catalytic converter on your vehicle? They don't put those on many vehicles anymore, do they?
They've put them on every vehicle since 1971.
Okay. Well, check this out. I'm able to actually pull up my stuff here, my story, to give us some sort of structure here.
Hey now.
Oregon cops, get this. Oregon cops make arrest in thefts of 44,000 catalytic converters.
Wow.
There's a picture of these catalytic converters, and it looks like it's in the back of a dump truck. And it's just all catalytic converters just thrown in the back of this truck here, dude. This is according to Autoblog.com. Police in suburban Portland, Oregon said Thursday they arrested a crime ring leader responsible for trafficking more than 44,000 catalytic converters stolen from vehicles on the West Coast since 2021. So in less than 2 years, they've stolen more than, it's about, almost an average of 30,000 a year, actually, is really more what that is. Beaverton Police, Beaverton in Oregon, nice.
Yes.
Beaverton Police say they busted a local organized crime ring, arresting two suspected ringleaders and 12 suspected associates. According to Oregon Live, authorities were alerted to the operations when one of the suspects was caught hauling 100 stolen catalytic converters during a traffic stop late in 2021. I want to see the officer's chest cam of that whole thing. It's
Right.
like, "Hi, sir. I'm Officer So and So with the Beaverton Police Department. Do you know why I pulled you over today, sir?" "No. I clocked you going a little faster. I noticed your taillight was out. I also noticed that you're guilty of driving while black. So what I need to do is ask you to step out of the car, please, sir." "Well, why do I have
Okay.
to step out of the car? I don't know why I didn't step out." They open up the trunk. There you go, 100 stolen catalytic converters. Can you believe? It's like, dude, have you ever been pulled over lately?
No, it's been years, knock on wood.
What do you remember when you got pulled over? Do you remember what the guy said to you? It's like, "Do you have any drugs or alcohol in the car? Do you have any bombs in the car or shit like that?" No? What'd you get pulled over for?
Going too fast on the exit ramp coming off of Interstate I-35.
Did you get a ticket?
I did, and I chewed the freaking cop out because he's a freaking prick.
Now, did you chew the cop out before he gave you the ticket or after he did it?
After.
Because
And
that's like pissing off your waiter before he brings you the food. You don't want to do that.
Now, I'm like, no warning? Like, really? Whatever.
So this goes on to say this story here in Autoblog.com. Suburban Portland, Oregon, Beaverton. The discovery led to a months-long investigation that accumulated in a rash of raids and seizures in July, during which authorities searched eight locations and recovered 3,000 catalytic converters, along with a stack of cash, an unsuspected but high-end car, and jewelry, all likely stolen. Detectives identified Brennan Doyle, 32, as the leader of the operation. The metals inside the catalytic converters can sell for thousands of dollars per ounce. The street value
Platinum.
of parts stolen in traffic was estimated to be over $22 million. Now, Mike, do you know how to take off a catalytic converter off most cars or no? Is it easy? You're
It's
handy like
not
that.
easy. But they go underneath with a freaking, what they call a reciprocating saw or sawzall. Cut the pipe, you're out of there.
Okay, so you don't, they're not looking to disconnect it and make it all nice and neat.
Yeah. No,
Wasn't
they
there a,
just they're
go
looking to
ahead.
dismantle it and get the platinum out from inside of it.
So wasn't there a time where they would take catalytic converters off a car, like you would buy a Cadillac or something, and the first thing you do is take the catalytic converter off so you get more horsepower? Wasn't that the way to
Right.
go?
Yep. Back in the 80s. Very, very typical thing. Yep.
Nowadays, I think you could just put a chip. You get a thing and put a chip in your truck.
Yeah.
They say I can get extra gas mileage or extra horsepower out of my truck by
Right,
getting
right.
a chip. It's a couple hundred bucks or whatever. I'm like,
Yeah,
yeah.
you get those at 7-Eleven. They got Doritos and Lay's.
They come from the company the Pelosi's are invested in, those chips.
Potato chip company, Frito-Lay.
It's air in a bag. Dude. Dude,
Yeah, they're out. Winn-Dixie, buy one, get one this week, by the way.
Really nice. I like it. I
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it. So any of these topics we're putting up with funny pictures, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna post on the Facebook page here so you could see some of the stuff you talked about. I do that all the time when I see stuff in the future. Like let's say I see something and we've talked about it on a past show. I'll list it as heard on both mics. 'Cause you
Right,
hear it here
same
first,
here.
bro. Yeah, this is unfiltered.
Yes, you heard it here first. Buy one, get one free Doritos at Winn-Dixie this week. And
There.
pineapples. Pineapples, buy one, get one free also.
Well, there you go.
Even
There's
though a
a
pineapple is $5 and it's buy one, get one. And I've never seen a pineapple for $5 in a store anywhere on the planet. So yeah, it's buy one, get one for $5. Not buy one on sale for 250, because
Right.
that's a regular price.
Yes.
Regular sale price for pineapples is $1.99. Regular price is 2.50.
For
Damn
you,
bastards,
$4.
bastards. Yeah, and don't forget your coupon. Yeah,
Yeah.
if you don't
According to
like
the
being,
Right.
say if you don't like your intelligence insulted, don't use coupons. Freaking idiots.
According to TheGuardian.com,
Uh-oh.
City tells New Yorkers don't worry about splooting squirrels.
Splooting.
I had to read it twice because I thought they were saying they were exploding. I thought maybe from the heat or something, they were exploding.
That'd
And they said
be good.
underneath it in the sub. Text underneath the headline, the sub headline, it says, yes, it's
Yeah.
a real word. Here's the science and etymology behind it. Do you know what splooting is, Mike?
No, dude, I have totally no idea.
I didn't know either. When I was thinking about talking about this, I looked it up and looked up a couple things. It's basically an animal will sprawl out on its belly with everything out in an attempt to cool off because bunched
Yeah.
up with their junk and everything, they will overheat. So it shows these things like laying in a cool area. And this goes on to say about the high temperatures and whatever. So NYC Parks on Twitter put out, if you see a squirrel lying down like this and it shows the squirrel all flat out, don't worry, it's just fine. On hot days, squirrels keep cool by splooting, which is stretching out on cool surfaces to reduce body heat. It's sometimes referred to as heat dumping.
Yeah, cool places. Is that like the village? That's a cool place, you know. You get to hang
No, I
out
think they mean
there.
like under a
Chelsea's kind of
shady
cool.
tree. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they meant cool places like Chelsea or the village.
Yeah, no. But they show other animals, they show dogs doing it and stuff like that. So I guess that's a thing. I've never noticed that. Have you noticed any? You have animals, right? You have pets, you have
Yeah.
animals. Have you
Yeah.
noticed your dogs exhibiting this behavior? Their
Yeah.
fronts are out far. It's not sitting up. It's laying flat out with their front arm, their legs out, and the back legs out, and their body from toe to toe in the front is totally flat on the cooler surface. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it in that exact way, but I've seen the cats and the dogs do that. The damn cats actually like to lay on my fabric roof of my convertible outside
See,
and
now I was
put cat
thinking
hair everywhere.
if I was in New York, what would I do about this? Because you know we'd have to make fun of this. So I'm saying, fuck that, we can do it anyway. Let's start a splooting thing. Like, remember back in the day, you used to show yourself T-bowing or faith healing or whatever, planking. This is like planking. So, like, you run out and you lay down flat out somewhere. You think
Yeah,
that would take off?
like a flash mob. What do they call it? A flash mob
Yeah. You could
instead of
go to like,
dancing.
Winn-Dixie parking lot and talk to some old lady into doing it with you. Next thing you know.
Yeah, Yeah, no. I think you'd get
Get your
arrested.
kids to do it. It's
They
booting.
it now.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, when they sploot, you got to change their diaper. That's all I got to say. All right, here we
Exactly,
go.
right?
Student loan forgiveness. This is
Oh.
coming a reality. You know why? It's an election year. So you got to keep that campaign promise.
Isn't every year an election year?
Right? CNBC.com. So this must be true. Student loan forgiveness decision will come by August 31st, according to the Biden administration. And here's what you need to know.
I
Here's
thought they
my
were
thing.
doing that already. Weren't they doing that already?
White House officials are zeroing in on canceling $10,000 for all borrowers who earn less than 150K per year, CNBC report.
Wow.
But the administration is yet to confirm such plans. Here's my question, Mike. Did you have student loans?
I did. Yes, I did pay him.
And you paid them. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't have student loans. I got small scholarships and I paid my shit because I worked 100 hours a week and went to school full time and had three steady girlfriends and was in a production on a play that kept my scholarship. I never slept. That's pretty much what I did most of my
Par for the
life in the
course.
working world. Yeah, you know. So
Oh,
here's my thing. If I would have known I wouldn't have to pay for a student loan, I would have taken out a fucking student loan. Hell, I might have
right.
gotten my fucking doctorate.
Exactly. And you know what? Since I don't have student loans, how about you be
Me
fair
a check.
and throw me a car. You know,
That up.
if
You know what? I'll make it easy. I'll make it easy. Being it's all fake money anyway, and you're just going to go print $10,000 because that's what
right.
inflation really
He's
is
just gonna,
devaluation of the.
shuffle from one side of the line to the other side of the line.
Here's what I'm going to do. Just
Okay.
pay me 7,500 cash. I won't fucking tell nobody. I won't make a stink. I won't raise hell on social media. I won't do any of that stuff. Just cut me a check for $7,500. You can pay back 10 grand on their loans. What do you think, Mike? You think we can get that 7,500? You think it's greedy? Should we ask for 5 grand?
Now, 75% of what everybody else is getting, that's fair. C's
Okay.
average.
Okay.
Yeah. The what what's the thing is, $10,000 is nothing. In some of these debts, I actually saw somebody complaining about their debt. They've been paying their student loans on time since 2002. The original amount they took out was $52,000, and their balance now is $63,000. They've been paying their payments on time for 18 years, and their balance
Honey,
is higher, 10 grand higher than what it was when they started.
how does that happen? What type of fucking math is that, dude?
It's, dude,
It's an
it's
adjustable
ridiculous.
rate or something? The principal never goes down until you pay all the interest? I don't
Well,
get it.
that and deferrals and everything else.
Ah, see, now we're getting somewhere. How old are the student loans?
Yeah, of 18 years.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay him like within 10, aren't you?
Yeah,
Within 10 of
so.
getting your job in your field, you're responsible for paying those things. Wow.
Yeah.
And the thing
No.
is a lot of people freak out about those things. As you see, it can ruin your credit both ways, whether you pay them or not. It
Oh,
could
yeah.
hold you back from buying a house, right? If you have outstanding student loans, doesn't that count against your DTI?
Yeah. At 3% of whatever the balance is.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, and so if you have 150 grand, 10 grand will be the difference there for sure.
Yep.
Anyway, God bless the people who are getting it. I'm not calling sour grapes. I'm not a hater. If somebody's gonna give me money, I'm gonna take it. But it just makes me feel bad because, if you'd have told me that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whenever the fuck I was going thinking about going to school or going back to school, I might have done something differently. And that's what. So my reward for working 100 hours a week, over 100 hours a week for 35, 40 years is fuck you, we're gonna pay these other people.
Yep. And you know what? And people will turn around and say, well, it's to help the economy. You know, now these people will have X amount of more discretionary income each month to be able to
And they're gonna need it
pay.
because the currency is devaluating at a faster rate than ever in history. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what the real inflation is. Your dollar's just not going as far. Yes, there's problems with the gas. Yes, there's problems with food. Yes, there's problems with infrastructure. Yes, there's problems with boats sitting out in the water still and not being able to drive an electric truck. You can only drive an electric tractor trailer in California, and there's like three. So yeah, I get it. I get the whole thing.
Yeah,
Like,
corporate greed, the whole nine yards.
don't piss, what's that? Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining? I mean, come on, people. It's devaluation of the currency. You know, I always remember being little and my mom telling me, oh, yeah, we used to be able to go to the corner store and buy a whole bag of candy for a nickel. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And you walked uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot to school and all that shit, right?
Yep.
Well, think back to when you were a kid, dude. When you were in high school, could you not pick up 89 cents off the floorboard of your car and get home on a gallon of gas?
Right. Yeah. No, I agree.
We're sitting, yep, as a country, we're sitting on the world's largest oil repository. We have more oil than the entire Middle East put it together. It's just we refuse to drill for it because there's a fucking turtle here, or there's a fucking tree owl there, or it's in the ocean and the people on a cruise don't want to look at that shit. But you can put up fucking windmills all over the ocean. Galveston, Texas, you're next. Anyway, not going to go there anymore. But yeah, honest, you know, God bless the people who are getting their student loans paid off. I think that's great and everything, but give everybody else who went to school. I'm not saying give it to everybody, because if you didn't even try to go to school, you shouldn't get it. But if you went to school and you can show, and I don't mean just showing up, I mean you got some sort of degree, because you could get a one-year degree in AS, you could get an AA, a two-year degree, and that's what I did. I went and I got my 2 years. After 1 year, I was like, yeah, this is not for fucking me. This is a place for stupid people, not smart people. I'm getting the fuck out of here. What was your... Because you went to college for a time, too, right? You didn't...
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't ride it out for the full degree, no. Your bachelor's or no,
it,
right?
No, it was a matter of finances and yeah. And knocking this girl up. So
yeah, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. But and the thing for me was I was at a crossroads. I still had scholarship available, and I could have continued to go to school and still paid my share. And but I had a choice to make. I was at a crossroads. I was at this within the same month. I was trying to woo my first wife, who I had my child with. God, you know, God bless all that situation. I don't think I turned back time on that situation, even though I had a full ride to Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater in Jupiter, Florida. And that's back when they actually, Burt Reynolds and all those guys actually showed up and wow. helped out and stuff. I had a scholarship and I thought, well, maybe I'll do something in the medical field and I'll take some classes to make sure that's what I want to do. Because I didn't like wearing white. I didn't like blood. What I liked was like Porsches and Jaguars and shit like that. And that was the wrong fucking reason to be a doctor. So right.
yeah.
I said, forget that. And I, you know, I came to the realization that as a waiter and a aspiring actor and stand-up comedian, that I was not going to win over my wife, who was being wooed by a plastic surgeon. So I took the job offer in 1987. I took the job in 1986 to 87. I was guaranteed $40,000 a year in restaurant management end of it. And that was pretty good money wow. back then, dude, you know, guaranteeing me that too. And I made it, you know. So oh,
that's like regional manager pay.
So I hung out and I thought, you know, I said, I was like, I got like 3 months left to get my degree. Let me just hang out and get a 2 year degree and then stop going. So that was the rule for my kids in, you know, growing up. Like, you don't have to go to college, but you're going to support yourself. You're not going to sit around and play fucking video games all day and I'm going to foot the bill. No, you're not going to be 40 living in my basement. No, it ain't going to happen. But if you go to school, you got to go 2 years. And I don't mean go 2 years into 10 classes, regardless of the circumstances. What the deal is you're going to get a 2 year degree. Once you make a commitment to go, once you make a commitment to do something, you need to follow through and you need to complete that task. That'll get you far later in life if your kids can do that. And, you know, I even had one of the children, he said, well, I might want to become a mechanic. And I said, I think that's great. And he goes, but I'm going to go to school first and check it out. I said, I'll tell you what. If you go to school and you get your 2 year degree, I don't mean go to 2 years of classes. I mean, get your 2 year degree. I'll take $10,000 and buy you all the fucking tools you want. How about that? If you change your mind after your 2 year degree, that was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I haven't had to buy tool one yet. So, I mean, and that's okay, but I'm not gonna, what am I going to do? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go back on my word and buy you $10,000 in tools. No, you know why? Because that's teaching the child something wrong again. That
right.
It's okay to go back on your word now and your commitments and your promises and goals and all that shit. I got two of them got their degree. And one of them didn't want to have anything to do with college. And that's fine, man. Do you. And they're all doing well. They're not friggin' on drugs that I know of them. You know, nobody's in jail. Nobody's in a heroin house or in a meth lab or anything right. like that. So we're good.
No tattoos on their hands or their neck.
There are a few tattoos.
None on the hands, none on the neck.
Yeah, no fuck the world on the knuckles. No, nothing on my nothing tattooed across the forehead or
no teardrops.
Yeah, no teardrops there. So
that's good.
So is that the deal that you made? Tell me about, because you have two sets of kids, two older. I mean, out of the house, older. Not going to
be right.
Else, and then you have two young kids. One's a toddler. One's like maybe just going to school age, right?
Yeah. Well, with the oldest, it was the plan was for him to go in the Air Force for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
and then we had recruiters come over to the house. We had a Navy recruiter, Army recruiter, and Air Force recruiter, all scheduled to come. Air Force recruiter never showed up.
You're kidding me.
Never showed up. Never showed up at the house. Navy recruiter showed up in his whites with a piece of paper rolled up. Sat on my couch, slouched on my couch with this rolled up piece of paper in his hand and talked to us about the Navy. Army guy comes over.
What was on the paper?
I have no idea. Probably directions to the house.
Well, yeah. You didn't live on the ocean. He didn't know how to fucking get there. He's in the Navy.
Yeah. Directions to the house or a takeout menu for KFC. I have no idea.
Nice.
Army guy shows up with his boss with a laptop with all kinds of things and configurations and all kinds of paperwork and showing this and showing that and doing kind of testing and stuff like this. Impressed me, impressed my ex, and impressed my son. So I wanted him to go in the Air Force. You know, it was just they call it the Chair Force for a reason. It's nice and simple, nice and easy.
Sure.
But you know, he never showed up. Navy guy was lazy. Army guy kind of fought for what they wanted. And Michael went into the Army. He was in there for 8 years.
That's great.
Okay. Luckily, he got medically discharged. He had a blood clotting issue, which made him not medically ready to you know go to war.
Yeah,
at the time.
They can't have a I get it.
Yeah, you can't have people just laying.
He's all right though. I mean, he's okay now. I mean, it's not like a life
zero issue with it. They retired him, so he was like 27, and cutting a check for the rest of his life from the United States Army.
All right.
And now he's a police officer in Colorado Springs.
Listen, that's awesome.
Double dipping. Yeah. So he collects a pension check from the Army and gets a check each week or each month from Colorado.
So maybe he wants to help us do something else here if he has a desire on the side here, because I'm reading a thing on CNBC.com, so this has to be true, dude.
Okay.
Some social media influencers are being paid thousands to endorse cryptocurrency projects. Think of it, Mike. Think of it. We don't have to buy crypto. We just have to tell people what to buy. We risk no money, and the crypto people will pay us. This guy, Ben Armstrong, says his crisis of conscience came in January of this year when he realized he had to stop a business practice he and a lot of other people in his line of work had engaged for in years. Armstrong is one of the most watched crypto influencers on YouTube. His channel, BitBoy Crypto, has amassed more than 1.5 million subscribers. And for years, he said he accepted payments from crypto companies to tout their new products to his vast audience of subscribers. That's a practice he says he now regrets because it led to some painful losses for his own viewers. Listen to this story. In the fall of 2020, Armstrong announced his partnership with a cryptocurrency called DistX. That's D-I-S-T and a capital X. He called it his most trusted coin. He said the whole idea of DistX was to stop scams in crypto. But Armstrong said in the end, the project itself ended up being a scam. The project team pulled the rug out, meaning they worked to increase the market cap, then disappeared, leaving investors holding the bag. The coin is now down 99%, valued at less than a penny.
Wow. I don't trust it, man. Like we've said it a thousand times. Yeah, I don't. What's it backing? It's just a Ponzi scheme. The only value that it has is the value that people buy in at.
And that's why I said, if we don't use our own money, I'm good with it. I'm not trying to say I'm a part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution, but I'd rather be part of the solution that's making this guy in the fucking money. Listen to the money this guy was making. This goes on to say in the CNBC article, while he was accepting paid promotions, Armstrong said he previously made more than $30,000 for a single endorsement, which included his promotional video for Dist X, and could easily make more than $100,000 a month in promotions alone.
Yeah, it's
some of these
make
influencers
the money while you can.
Some of these influencers were paid as much as $65,000 for a single promotional video. Mike, buddy, if we can make $100,000, I tell you what, we're gonna split it right down the middle. You get 50, I get 50. Can we live on that? 50 grand a month?
Yeah, I think we can work something out.
I might be able to quit one of my part-time jobs. I might be able to just wash dishes on occasion at the restaurant instead of fucking scrubbing the floors, too. Fuck. CNBC wow. reached out to these influencers on the list to verify their fees. Some said their prices were inflated, and those willing to share their pricing said they made a minimum of $1,000 for each promotional video. Well, no shit, they're not going to tell the news how much they made, because you know Uncle Sam ain't getting shit.
Right. Exactly.
So here's my question. What products do you think we could endorse or affiliate that we could make money on that would work with what we do? Like, we talk about nothing and everything. We talk about air in a bag, potato chips. I mean, I'm trying to think of products and services that we could promote. You know, I got one. It's not going to pay much, but my one of my other projects I got going on, the podcast and videos, Just Donna. You can look at her, find her anywhere on socials, Just Donna. It's a story about paralysis to positivity. Anyway, Just Donna, this whole thing, this is a girl in a wheelchair, dude. It's my sister. Right before her 21st birthday, she became a quadriplegic in an automobile accident and almost killed her. Now she's gone on to live a full and fruitful life. She's built a medical facility to assist people that have similar injuries to her. She was able to beat this is a girl who can't move her arms or her legs, had to drive a vehicle, got a vehicle, drives that, bought a house, sold that house, bought a custom-made house for her design, and then got married, and now she started a new business venture. So she's been pretty good with everything she's done. So I think she's going to do real well in this business venture. It's called Sunbands, and I guess I'm not a chick, and maybe your wife, my wife, can attest to this. Women sometimes wear those headbands like this, you know.
Right.
Put
it yeah.
Hair. Well,
put
she
their
always
hair
felt
back type thing.
Yeah, she always felt that they were too snug, or it hurt, or it snagged her. So she liked, instead of using the headband, she liked using glasses because they kind of had a little space there. You know, it didn't feel like it was cramping on your head with those little teeth that they put in it.
Right. Right.
So she invented a thing that looks like the shape of sunglasses on your head. Doesn't do that thing with all those. And they come in different colors. Your favorite team. You're a nurse. Whatever. So check out our websites. I put the link up everywhere. And it's a shameless plug for her. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a success. You're going to see this everywhere. You're going to see people wearing these things. So go check out Sunbands. That's Sunbands.us, not .com, .us, Sunbands, Sunbands.us. I'll put the links everywhere you can find us. And, of course, you can find us wherever you find stuff.
Stuff.
Mike, any other products you can think of that would be good for us to endorse and make $100,000 a month on?
$100,000 a month?
I'll set up for a dollar right now, dude.
How about lawnmowers? Get off my lawn, lawnmowers.
Now it's time for Get Off My Lawn, brought to you by the Mower Medic in Yalaha. Go see my friend Steve at the Mower Medic in Yalaha, Florida. He's bringing us and sponsoring the Get Off My Lawn segment. Yeah, I like it, dude. I like it.
Sure.
I like it. I was thinking of trying to do something with, I don't know, Something that's hard to come by right now. Like, is baby formula still hard to come by, you think?
I don't even know. I haven't can tell you the last time I was at the store looking for it.
It's like, hey,
Yeah.
I got the good stuff. Infamil with iron.
Yeah,
$100 a can in the trunk of the car. Come on, buddy. Maybe that's the business we should be getting in. Shit.
yeah.
No, price gouging is not for me, dude. I couldn't do that, dude. I don't have a well.
It
Well,
depends. Are you stealing from everyday people or are you stealing from another thief?
it those people?
Yeah, stealing from another thief is no big deal.
All right, so there's a big thing out now. This is according to Hill.com, okay?
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in the past, but I do have an actual graph that we can't show you here, but I'll put it up in the comments here. This is according to the Hill.com. Changing America. Here are the states high-earning Americans are moving to. A recent
Really?
analysis found the Sun Belt boasts six of the top 10 states with the largest influx of high-wage households. So we're going to play a little game here, Mike. It's time to put our thinking caps on here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Which states do you think people are flocking to the most? There's 10. I just gave you an idea by telling you six of the 10 were in the Sun Belt. That's up to you if you know what the Sun Belt is. Give me the states where most high earners are flocking to.
North Dakota.
And
Oh, okay. All right. So 10 southern states. Well, obviously Texas is probably in the top three.
that is one of them. That Texas is up there, yes, sir.
Yes, because of I'm gonna say Florida is probably in top five.
Florida's number one, followed by Texas.
Georgia.
Does not show Georgia, no.
Really? I would think with Atlanta, it would be I know
Have you been to Atlanta, Mike?
yes.
Well, then you know why it's not on this, dude.
I know there's a lot of IT and technology in North Carolina.
That is one of them. That is correct. Doing fine. You've only missed one so far, right? Georgia. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna say Missouri.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. Arizona.
Arizona is one of them. Yes, sir. Good call.
Cool. Virginia.
Don't show Virginia. I'm pulling up my actual map here because the article doesn't list 100% of them, but I got a map
A
here. I'm going to
map.
post in the comments, and it shows like the states people are going to and the states people are fleeing from.
Yes.
This gives the accurate here. So the top 10 inbound states, according to this thing here, which is wrong, it's different than the article, but it does raise some eyebrows. No, because we did talk about some of these states. So I'll just give you the top 10 inbound states at this time, okay? According to the there was two different surveys. The article is from one, the map is from another, but they're all the same 10 are in the same 10. They're just in a different order, okay? They say Vermont is one of the top inbound states. They say
Really?
South Dakota is one. South Carolina, West
Okay.
Virginia, Florida,
Really?
Alabama, Tennessee, Oregon. I can't read the last two here, dude. I just can't. It's not my
Well,
eyes. It's a blurry picture.
Texas and Arizona.
Texas and probably Arizona. Yeah. Now, here's my thing. Vermont is a high tax state. I would think Florida and Texas would be number one and number two, like in that other poll, because just by moving here, you're getting a fucking raise. If I'm making,
Yeah.
guess what? If I'm making $400,000 a year, that considers me a pretty high earner. I'm probably making another 20, 30 grand because I don't have to fucking pay state tax.
Well, here's the thing, though. When I moved here in 1999, originally from New York to Orlando, went from New York state tax, and even worse is I worked in New Jersey and lived in New York, so I had to pay New Jersey state tax, I had to pay New York state tax, and I had to pay federal tax.
They double dip it, dude.
Moved to Florida, And obviously, state tax went away, but my food bill increased by 10 to 20% because Publix owns the
Florida.
freaking market in Florida. There's no competition, so
And
your
wait a
food
second,
prices were
there's
higher.
Winn-Dixie and Aldi and Costco and Sam's and Walmart and Target and
All right. Well, back in 1999, there was
Oh
no
yeah.
Walmart,
Okay,
there was
yeah.
no super Target, no super Walmart.
Gotcha. You're right.
Albertsons was around, some Winn-Dixie was around, but Winn-Dixie is kind of gone. They're starting to make a comeback, but Albertsons is gone.
Yeah.
Publix ruled the market here. So
Yeah.
grocery price, well, regardless of what the reasoning was, grocery prices were higher here in the state of Florida than they were in New York and New Jersey
Yeah,
because of
yeah, yeah.
competition. So yeah, you got one hand, you got the other hand. And we moved from Texas back to Florida. And I would say the price of food here is probably at least 20 to 25% more. I couldn't believe the food prices when we left HEB. And the thing is, HEB owns Texas. There's no other supermarket.
Yeah. The two that I couldn't read, Oregon and Idaho.
What'd you call me?
Right, exactly. We always used to have these little comments, the better half and I, we talking about dinner or talking about groceries or whatever, and be like, we should get those potatoes. Where are the best potatoes grown? Where do you think they're grown? She's like, Idaho. And I'm like, damn, you are. And you can try that on your wife over dinner one night. That goes real far. Top outbound states. Give me the top outbound states. These are the
New
states people are
Jersey.
leaving from. New Jersey, number one on this
Ding,
list
ding,
of the
ding, ding, ding,
graph.
ding, 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 ding. No
Yep.
crap.
Yeah.
How did I know that?
Right? Give me another one.
Obviously, New York, Connecticut,
Ding, ding. You're
Massachusetts.
on it. You're on a roll. You're like butter,
Yeah.
baby. You're on a roll.
Yeah. Connecticut, Massachusetts,
Yes, sir.
Pennsylvania.
No Pennsylvania.
No?
No
Really?
Pennsylvania. But you're all around the target, man. You're right over there.
Yeah. Maryland, Illinois,
Maryland. Maryland, yes, sir.
California.
California, of course. Yes. Illinois is on here as well. Yes, sir. Illinois. Or to piss off our Illinois friends, Illinois. It's Illinois.
Noise, noise,
Yes.
Ossifer.
Yes. How about Nebraska, Ohio, Louisiana,
There's
and
nothing wrong
Michigan?
with Ohio. There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
I think there is. Ohio
Except the
State?
snow and the rain.
There was a time where Florida beat Ohio State in every game. There's a thing I can show you where on Wheel of Fortune that the clue was Florida's bitch and the answer was Ohio State.
Yeah, I really like Drew Carey though.
Yeah, well, that's a different show, dude.
And I'd like to see the Locking Hole Hall of Fame.
I've seen all those things. You didn't see that stuff?
Dude, it's a song. I'm reading lyrics from a song.
Okay, I'm doing something else over here, dude. You're having your own show over there.
Correct.
So this is hilarious to me. The
Okay.
Whole Foods CEO has come out. Now, Whole Foods, do you think that's a progressive company or think it's a conservative company? Do you think it's a little more liberal or more a conservative? Do you think they're more Democrat or more Republican? What would you say their stance is as a company based on what they sell and what they have?
On what they sell and what they have, they're a progressive, moderate company, which is kind of an oxymoron
Right.
because we know the GOP owns the corporations.
Correct. Well, not so. They're the Illuminati, Soros, all those people, they own everything. But the Klaus
Which
Schwab from the
and
Economic
they're all
Forum.
Republican.
What's that?
I said, and they're all Republican.
No. George Soros, he funds all the liberal bullshit. He puts these fucking attorney generals in that want to put free bail. You know the shit they have in New York where if you get arrested, you're back out on the street. You murder somebody on Fifth Avenue, they take you down, take your fingerprints, they tell you when to come back. Oh yeah, he's coming back for that court date. Yeah, that's the shit in those places. Anyway, this Whole Foods CEO says socialists are taking over And the young people in liberal cities don't seem like they're very interested in working.
Really?
No shit.
In just cities?
Well, he said cities, and those are urban areas. So I'm just saying he's talking about those people, and I'm not the one doing it. So I'm just pointing it out. In a recent podcast, Whole Foods CIO John Mackey said socialism was taking over the U.S. Mackey also expressed concern that younger people don't seem like they want to work. The co-founder is leaving the chain in September and said he felt freer to express his opinions because if he was staying on, he would dare not say these things in fear of pissing off the liberal left and having them social media and otherwise attack his company. So he's leaving before he says these things, but he's basically calling them out on it. You think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
It, to speak the truth, there's
Yeah.
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. And yeah, it's I hate to think that I'm the get off my lawn guy. Here we are
Not
looking,
you. No.
looking back now that our parents and our grandparents complained about the next generation, the next generation, and here we are complaining about the next generation.
That's what I was. That was my next point. Or have we become our grandparents? That's where I'm at.
And you know what? I think it is from our generation on that has gotten softer as time goes by. My personal opinion of why that's happened is because of the draft. Your dad was in the military.
Negative
Or
Ghost Rider. He was stepping on the bus and he got pulled off and reclassified. Everyone else around him went. You know
yeah,
why?
okay.
I was
Flat
in
foot.
mom's belly bigger than shit, and the guy pulled him out of line and reclassified him. Saw my wife was had a big belly. His wife, my mom, he said, "Is that your baby?" And he said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Come on over here. I got a gift for you." And he reclassified him, and he didn't have to go. I mean, he was getting on the
Wow.
fucking bus. His shit was packed. She was at the bus station, bringing him to get on the bus to go to fucking Nam, dude.
But are the generations of our parents up to what, 73? There was a draft.
Yeah.
You went in the army and you
Yeah.
got your shit together real quick.
Let's pause right there. Let's pause right there. Do you think we would be better off as a society if you had a choice? If you're attending college, you don't have to do this, or we just mandated that every eligible 18-year-old that's medically eligible, like a draft situation, you have to put in 2 years of public service. Maybe you're one of these conscientious objectors and you don't think that you want to shoot guns or whatever. Hey, that's fine. You can be a park service ranger. You can come over here and do this or whatever. Some sort of public service. Do you think we'd be better off as a society to put the teenage to 20-year-old bracket there to do that? Like going into the army or whatever, getting you a jump start on life.
Yes and no, because
They would get paid. I'm not saying they're not going to get paid. I'm just saying,
oh
you
yeah,
know.
you get the paid, but yes and no, the fact that they would give people direction like that is good, but you're not going to get your ass kicked as a park ranger. That's a cush way out. I think you need to get a reality check and grow up real quick if you go to boot camp for 8 weeks.
No, oh, absolutely, totally agreed. I mean, that would. But then there'd be lawsuits and boot camp is racist and they don't do this and they do that and if you're white and you're in the military now you got to apologize to your black military mate because somebody owned a black person 300 years ago and you weren't here and you didn't pick no cotton and neither did he, but it's your fault and you owe him money now.
And that's when you need to go back to the old homage. You can't fight City Hall.
Yeah, it's just they're getting carried away, dude. I can't stand all the shit that's going on in the world, but you talk about it here and people are like, "Yeah, change the name of your podcast to Get Off My Lawn. Your whole podcast should be called Get Off My Lawn." Fine, get off my fucking lawn then. Wow. All right, according to USA Today, there's a beverage recall.
Okay. Water.
Lions Magnus, whatever that is, I guess that's a
Okay.
corporation that does all these different flavors of these drinks. They make drinks like Ensure and Pediasure.
Okay.
30 plus nutrition drinks are being recalled due to a
Wow.
botulism threat.
Nice.
Protein drinks, shit like that.
Botulism.
53 beverages, including a beverage called Oatly. That's like a oat milk. Have you seen that around?
Yeah.
Okay. Glucerna, Premier Protein Drinks, and more than 30 drinks to call back due to potential botulism contamination. Yada, 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 yada. I'll give you a list of some of these. You tell me if you've, you know, here's what can happen. If you get this Clostridium botulinum, whatever it's called here, the FDA, yeah, and God knows they're great. The FDA can bring on a, they've said it can bring on a severe form of food poisoning anywhere between 6 hours and 2 weeks after consuming a product. Symptoms include double or blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, difficulty swallowing, and muscle weakness. So I'm thinking, wow, it sounds like a relaxing acid drip. Let's go for that. Fuck.
Right. So that's how I felt for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. So here's the products. I'm scrolling down here little by little here on the laptop here.
Yes.
New additions as of August 10th to this list. Something called Cafe Grumpy. Which I think is funny. It's ready to drink cold brew coffee. Because you know there's those people who are grumpy without their fucking coffee in the morning.
Oh, I thought you had to take a grumpy after drinking coffee.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That'd be a great logo. That'd be a great thing. Maybe their sound effect. Insure
Silhouette Harvest. With you on the can?
Yeah.
With your cell phone?
Insure. Kate Perfect. Farms. Lion's Barista. Oatly. Oat milk. Optimum Nutrition Drinks. Pediasure. Premier Protein. Sweetie Pie Organics. Rejuvenate Muscle Health and Vanilla or Chocolate. Sated Complete. Keto meal shake chocolate flavor. Tone it up plant-based protein shake. All right, stop right there.
Turn it up.
Buddy, the plant-based bullshit again. Quit telling me plant-based. Show me the fucking plant. Show me the plant and I will eat the fuck out of it. If you can't show me the plant, it's a mixture of... This is... Have you ever seen that movie from back in the day? Soylent Green.
No.
Buddy, it's an old movie from like the late 60s, early 70s. It's in color. You have to watch it.
Soylent Green. Oh, it's in color? Okay. Well, say that again. What's the name?
Plant Soylent Green? Soylent Green. I believe it's Soylent. Soylent, like soil and ENT on the end, and in green, okay? And it turns out that they're making like this paste-type substance, and it's green, okay? And I'm not going to ruin the end of the movie for you, but it reminds me, do you remember years ago when they first exposed McDonald's for having pink slime in their burgers? Like they had a,
right.
Yeah, it's the same chicken. Type, but it's green. Now I'm not going to ruin the movie for you. You got to go watch it, but that's where we're at right now with this plant-based bullshit. The last name on here is Uproot. Oh wait, then there's Lions. There's Perk Plant. There's Glucerna. There's Aloha. There's Intelligentsia, Kate Farms, Premier Protein, MRE Protein Shakes, nice. And Imperial. So here's my thing, dude. Out of all those I named, do you think any of those are in your house or do you use those or no?
I know for a fact. Yeah.
All right. Well,
granted, the ones we have in the house are old because we bought the kids to drink them.
Yeah, do some research, dude. Don't give your kids that shit if it's within the dates. It doesn't show me dates, and there's 53 products, and they all have different dates and numbers and shit like that. So I'll post a link on the Facebook page here if this affects you or you think it may affect you. By all means, look at it and don't drink that shit. I think it's funny that one freaking company makes all that shit under different right? product name.
Yeah, again, it's... Oh, dude, like all store brand stuff is all made by one company, you know? Yeah, I remember opening a bottle of acetaminophen back in the 90s, a store brand acetaminophen, Pathmark brand, opening it up, dumping the pills out,
Tylenol.
Dumping the pills out, and the side of the pill said Tylenol on it. Swear to God. It's like, all right.
Good I remember, news. Go ahead.
Like Breyer's ice cream.
Yeah,
made
yeah, yeah.
Made store brand ice cream. Yeah, so it's stuff like that all the time. There's not a separate company that makes Publix store brand stuff. It's a company that already makes it.
This is a true story, and I think they've changed things and overcome them. But Breyer's Ice Cream got in trouble a few years ago because in Canada, they have stricter guidelines. They don't have an FDA sold out to the highest bidder like we have in this country. In Canada, but they're, Canada's becoming more like us. In Canada, they held Breyer's Ice Cream feet to the fire. They said your product is neither ice nor cream. You don't have any ice or cream in it. And that was true. They had more artificial shit than real natural ingredients in their... And I guess as years go by, because that was the go-to ice cream, right? That was the premium brand you were supposed to eat, right? Back in the day. This is before, you know, Ben and Socialist Jerry and all that shit. So anyway, dude, just, I just think the whole thing is funny, dude. Disney, check this out. According to NewYorkPost.com, so it must be true. Disney CEO Bob Chapek says price hikes may hit Disney World and Disneyland again. Didn't we just talk about this like a month ago, dude?
Yeah. And we'll say it again. It's not a matter of, God, it's not a matter of wanting, it doesn't matter to them who comes into the park. They don't care if it's rich people, if it's poor people, if
that's
it's families.
Bullshit. That's bullshit, because if it was for poor people, would there be a tiered pricing system? It's not. It's purposely priced at a certain point to keep certain people out. It's like a fine restaurant. You're not going to go there. You know, you can't afford it.
Enough people buy tickets at their prices to fill the park.
Yeah.
So they don't care if it's rich people or poor people. Their product gets sold daily. And
keep raising the price until it affects your attendance.
Exactly. So they only care about attendance. They don't care about who comes in.
All right.
So, you know, the family of six, where the little boys and girls love Mickey Mouse and they love Cinderella and they want all that magic for themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean crap to Disney. It doesn't mean crap. They just want the people the people who will pay the most to get their product.
Well, I'm gonna give you a chance here. I'm gonna read a quote here, and then I'm gonna ask you a question. It's gonna be a trivia question here, based on what we're talking about here with the rising prices at Disney. The cost of theme park tickets has jumped over the years, with tracking data from SJ Data Visualizations, according to NewYorkPost.com. Again, they're estimating that the tab for admission tickets to Disney World and Disneyland theme parks have climbed more than blank percent in the past 50 years.
50 years?
The past 50. There's a blank.
Well, I know for a fact in October of 1987, a park ticket was $26 and change in 87.
Okay.
So I think an original park ticket was like $3.50 when the park opened in 71. And we're up to like $130 now. So
do the math. How much percent is that?
That's 3,000%. 300? No, 3,000%.
You're close, dude. 3,871% is the price increase over the past 50 years to fucking Disney World.
Is that amazing?
Now, you know, I used to work there. I used to work on Disney property. I was a proponent of Disney. I'm thankful. I live in Florida, and I'm thankful for Disney because they, for a while there, they kept single-handedly kept us from paying state income tax. They brought a lot of innovation to our area. They brought technology to our area. They brought other companies. They brought competing companies to the area. So I'm thankful it happened.
Low-paying jobs, a lot of those.
Exactly. It's all service industry. So here's my thing, dude. You know, lately with their woke agenda and stuff, dude, I can't do it no more, dude. Did your kid, you took one of your kids to see Buzz Lightyear, didn't you?
Yes.
Was there any reaction by you or him in the gay kissing scene?
Don't remember a gay kissing scene.
You don't remember two dudes kissing in Buzz Lightyear?
No. Did you?
There it is.
Yeah. No. There's a lesbian couple, but there's no guys kissing. There was no.
Oh,
kissing.
Maybe I got it mixed up there. It's homosexual, whatever, dude. Gay, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not anti-gay. I'm not anti-homosexual. I'm not. I'm just saying, what age group is that movie geared toward?
Well, it was actually a PG movie, so it would be a 13 or over.
So you couldn't see it as a 10-year-old by yourself?
No, I don't think so. that how PG
I don't know. I saw PG. We used to get dropped off at the movie theater, and we used to movie hop, and I used to see two or three movies on a Saturday. We used to see PG, all sorts of shit. So I don't know. Never had it.
I was wondering if there was going to be a reaction when I saw it. No, there was no reaction. No reaction to it.
So do you think that's a normalized practice now in our society, especially with kids? They're exposed to it so much, it's like no big deal now. Or is it?
I hope so.
Is that kind of like how they feel about violence and stuff too? They're overexposed to it, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, well, which brings me to my whole thought process of the Roger Bannister effect. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So people think they can do what they want now.
All right, so here's a new pricing on Disney. At the start of the year, Disney hiked prices at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure in Anaheim. The popular single-day ticket price jumped to 6.5% to $164 for admission at one park for one day. While a two-day park hopper costs, how much, Mike? Two-day park hopper, $319, up 9% from the first of the year.
That's not even a discount. It's not even a discount on the second day.
The price of but you can go to multiple parks in one day. The cheap one, you can only go to one park.
The in 2016 we went, and on a military discount we got a 3-day pass for $250.
Well, the Florida theme parks have different pricing. Their pricing remains unchanged right now. That was Disneyland and California Adventure in Anaheim.
Right,
they're unchanging. Right. They're unchanged right now, remaining at $109 for a single day pass. For a park hopper option, which includes entry into more than one park, the price jumps to $169 for entry after 2 p.m. The park hopper option costs $194 a ticket if guests want to get there before 2 p.m. I'm not in any danger of going to Disney anytime soon, bro. It's just not worth it to me, dude. I'm even if I would even have to think twice. You know, I don't have any grandkids yet, and I'm, you know, hoping, you know, maybe one day I will, but I don't think I could take them to Disney World, dude. You're showing me different shit. The political agenda is crazy. I don't know if I can justify taking my kids to Disney. I could take them to Universal, almost as expensive, but I feel I get more value. I feel I get more bang for my buck, and I feel that, you know, as an adult, I feel better about what my kid is seeing or doing.
I don't know about that, dude. Literally, we're going Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. We're leaving here Friday. We're coming back Monday. We got the 3-day pass. So we're doing Universal, Islands, and then Volcano Bay.
That's awesome, dude. I have a pass to Universal, dude. I love that shit.
With the lowest, the second lowest tier hotel on property. Not the ones off property, the ones, you know, the on property.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200.
For how many people?
Well, for four people, but the 2-year-olds, there's no price
for. So that's for a room and tickets?
Yes.
And that's how many days of tickets is that?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 3-day tickets, 3 nights accommodations.
You can't beat that, dude. Where are you? That's less than a cruise.
$1,200? That's to go more to, than a cruise.
No, dude. No. Not for 3 days taking your kids.
Three days, dude. Not a week. 3 days.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
You haven't paid for theme parks lately, have you? Full price, right?
Yeah. No, and that's the thing, you know?
Or is that a military discount thing that you got or no?
I don't think so. No.
Wow.
I don't think it was. It might have been. But if it was, it was much of a discount. $1,200.
No, I agree. It's a lot of money, but I you're preaching to the choir here, dude. Because I used to spend that money. Dude, when we were working at RFC on Disney property, I would purposely work doubles going into the weekend because I knew I was taking a 3-day vacation and gonna blow $1,000, dude.
Yeah.
And that was how long ago? It was 25 years ago, dude. And I'm not talking, I wasn't limousine driving, champagne drinking, caviar eating, and all that shit. I was just trying to get by and go to a concert or go have some fun somewhere, dude. You know, we didn't have a butler in our hotel room. You know, we didn't have massages and shit. No, we just went and had a good time, you know.
Yeah. I've always been a frugal person, man. You know,
Oh, me too. On
but
for the most part, yeah.
yeah, thousand bucks on a weekend, not a fan.
Well, if you were Hunter Biden, you'd be doing that in crack in an hour. All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today. You've been watching and listening to Show 138, a nude, stripped down show here, but I'm confident of the ability for you to see us and hear us. And right now, that's the most important thing to me. You know, I'd like to have all the glitz and glamour and show off pictures and shit like that, but it is what it is. And you
Right.
like it, great, tell us. If you don't like it, tell us, whatever. Again, our reputation precedes ourselves. We are the worst fucking podcast out there. So thank you for watching. Thank you for joining and listening. You can
Yes.
find us where? Where are some of the places people can find us, Mike?
Alexa.
Yes.
Play both mics. Yes.
Yes.
Stitcher. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find us. We have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube page. We actually have a website, bothmics.com. We have a merchandise page on there, too. You can check out and buy your favorite Get Off My Lawn t-shirt. I guess that's it, right?
All right. Well, let me give our shout-outs here. Shout-out to my man, Gino Losi, G-I-N-O-L-O-S-I. Check him out on the socials. Catch some monster fish. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. I'm not a fisherman, and I went out and caught monster fish. He told me what time we would catch the fish and exactly where on the lake. I went out there and reeled in like a 10-pound fish, dude. It blew my mind. I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. Yep. On a big fish. That was it. He's like, I told you, 2 o'clock right here. I'm like, buddy, how'd you know that? Was a drop in the barometric pressure, and there's a shelf underneath us and all that. Yeah, this is the guy
Wow.
you want. It's like me in fantasy football. If you had a guy who was in the Hall of Fame for fantasy football, why wouldn't you do business with that guy and have him partner with you so you can kick everybody's fucking ass in your fantasy football league? You got that chance. Go to Winning Fantasy Football or Hall of Fame Fantasy Football. You'll see my smiling face there, and I'll help you. It's cheap. It's affordable. There's free stuff as well. I guarantee results. 94% of my customers ended up making the playoffs in their league last year. I personally knew people in the past that have played for 10, 15 years and never even made the playoffs. How can you do that? It's like donating money and wasting your time. Fuck that. You're going to have fun? Make money. All right.
Right.
Check out my friend, my fan Stan at Jet Set Printing for all your printing needs in Orlando. Check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. They do wonderful work there. They got a production going on right now you're going to love. Call, get some tickets. Give your employees tickets. Give your kids tickets. Buy some advertising. Go check it out. Have a good time. Whew. What else, Mike? Oh, check out Just Donna, a new project we got going on with Donna
Yes.
Marini, Just Donna Podcast. Check out sunbands.us. That's a new product she has. And check out, of course, the alien's going to get her own show, dude. It's just a matter of time, a matter of days, dude. I've already talked to her about it. We've already got stuff in the works. There's just so much shit going on right now with football starting right now. You're just going to put on a back burner for a minute. But I've done 6 episodes with her. She says she's an alien, Blue Crystal and Phoenix. You can check out her videos on our website, on our YouTube page. They're only half-hour videos, I'm telling you. She brings up some interesting stuff. And I did ask her if she was hospitalized ever, Mike. That was a question you asked, and she said no.
Yeah.
So, well, she said that wasn't because, and then she just caught her breath and went on. So, anyway. All right, well, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, guys.
We appreciate it. This has been 138. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, 139.
Ciao.
Ciao.